crickets, you know, and fishing deep, I mean, you know, like that.
Yeah.
But if they're using fly rod, they'd be using bugs. Dip it out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Grab it on top of the water. They can see that far. So that little bug out there and jig it a little bit, and he just...
Yeah.
Caught up many of them.
Well, I was just telling Marvin coming down here that we are really hooked, Ralph and I are really hooked on fishing. But we're real amateurs, you see, because we don't know how to use anything but minnows.
Well, like your fish out there, that's all you need. The mare, crappie.
Now, where we caught those last week, we had... we went about, I believe, a quarter of a mile, I guess, across that lake, and there's just a shoreline there, it's a beautiful shoreline, right across from Gooch's, like I said, and he called it a cove, said go over in the cove, you know,
yeah.
And that's where we caught those last week, but now we were fishing about 9.5 or 10 feet over there, I believe.
We used to fish deep, them big crappie. Fish around them stumps. Stumps, you can just barely see the water ripping over the top of the stump.
Mm-hmm.
Fish about them more than 9 or 11 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
He's right up the top of right down beside that stump. You just barely feed him. Just big old crappie boy. Just come up like a plate.
Oh, I've seen you all catch, me and Charles used to, I don't believe you and Charles ever went by the limit, Daddy, because you used to bring them home strings that would reach the ground.
Oh, well, we'd come out there sometime and take a chance, but most of the time, remind you, had to come out of there with, now, I'll tell you what we did do, we wouldn't come out of there with nothing but the biggest ones.
I know.
Before, all the small, we'd save them, come on up to quitting time, and then we'd throw back.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was what we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Back, the people brag on them, y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, look a young.
I know.
And we run into people, well, people go over there, they just couldn't catch no fish. Come out there with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But after we got learned it, we never went over there. We didn't come out with a limit of fish.
I know it.
They'd come out and say, what y'all use for bait?
Mm-hmm.
And where'd y'all go?
There was a little old man, and I don't know if it was his son or who, but a couple of weeks ago when we were over there, they had this huge thing of, like you said, big fish, bigger than anybody else had around. And I just walked over there and I said, could you please tell me where you caught those? I said, I'm an amateur and I just, if it's not a secret. So he didn't answer me. He didn't want nobody to know where that fishing place was.
No, sure.
He just hung his head, didn't say a word.
Me and another guy was fishing one time, we caught some fish for catfish. And of course other people fish for catfish. And we caught some nice ones. Come out and said, what do y'all bait with? We said, green muscadine. We wouldn't tell them what we'd bait with.
They probably tried it. I would have.
Yeah.